It was in late June that LeBlanc had triple bypass heart surgery. He's now in his fifth week of recovery and getting better every day.
Last week, I went to my surgeon and to my cardiologist, and they both have released me to where I can, you know, proceed with doing things that I did before within reason. You know, I'm not going to be running up flights of stairs or anything.
But LeBlanc says he's walking every day and he's been cleared to travel, which is important to his Alzheimer's advocacy.
I'll be going to Louisville, Kentucky this coming weekend to be part of the Pioneer Network Conference, and where I will be presenting with the National Alzheimer's Association.
LeBlanc was actually on the road attending a Dementia Action Alliance conference in Atlanta when he started experiencing symptoms. Combined with shortness of breath, he felt an increasing pressure in his chest and pain in his upper back.
So I got back from Atlanta on Sunday. I went to go see my cardiologist on Monday. They did an echocardiogram, which showed fine, but then they did an angioplasty, which showed that I had severe blockages in three of my arteries, and therefore resulted in the very next day, on Tuesday, I was lying on the operating table having a triple bypass.
Similar to when he first learned of his Alzheimer's diagnosis, LeBlanc wasn't totally caught off guard when informed he needed bypass surgery. He'd already experienced three heart attacks and has an extensive family history of heart disease.
My grandfather had a triple bypass. My father had a quintuple bypass. My brother, that's the oldest brother, he had a triple bypass. And then the brother that's 2 years older than me, he recently, just about 3 months before me, had a triple bypass. So heart disease did run rampant in our family.
In addition to Alzheimer's disease, LeBlanc's doctors gave him a diagnosis of vascular dementia.
Vascular dementia is one of the variety of types of dementia. In this case, it is caused by vascular changes in the brain.
Dr. Rodney Gutman is professor of biology in the University of West Florida, Hal Marcus College of Science and Engineering. He's conducted extensive research on Alzheimer's disease and neurodegeneration. He says the vascular changes that result in vascular dementia are most often associated with things like stroke or mini strokes, such as TIAs.
And the reason it causes dementia is that the brain obviously relies on oxygen to come in and glucose, which is its energy, and the blood provides the means by which oxygen and glucose get to the brain. So anything that inhibits the ability of your brain to receive the nutrients it needs or get rid of the waste products is going to contribute to poor neuronal function. And that is going to result in changes in cognition, just like what we see in Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia that over time has a worsening effect on memory, language, and thought. Vascular dementia is the second most common form. According to Dr. Gutman, not everyone with vascular dementia has Alzheimer's disease and vice versa, but many of the risk factors tend to overlap. And not surprisingly, Brian LeBlanc checks many of those boxes.
You know, having heart disease is a risk factor for developing vascular dementia, but it's also a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. And in his particular case, he has had a family history of heart disease and various and diabetes and other types of issues. And of course, that elevated his individual risk of developing dementia. And it seems as though he has a kind of a combination of things going on, a combination of vascular-related dementia, issues related to dementia, so a vascular dementia, as well as Alzheimer's disease.
Now, a little over a month since his bypass surgery, LeBlanc reiterated that he's feeling good, and he believes his brain is functioning better, too.
I still forget, but I don't think that I forget as much as I used to. I think that having the additional oxygen and blood flow going to the brain has really helped in my day-to-day activities.
I think that makes sense.
Again, Dr. Rodney Gutman.
He's getting the oxygen and the glucose and all the things that he needs, that his brain needs. So it's not totally surprising that he might believe he's doing better, and he may very well be doing better.
Gutman says an important takeaway from this discussion of LeBlanc's heart troubles is the awareness that a healthier cardiovascular system typically means a healthier body and healthier brain, and reduces the risk of Alzheimer's.
Everything we do to keep our heart pumping and getting the oxygen and everything to our brain and getting rid of the waste products is going to benefit us. So take care of your heart, which will help take care of your head.
You can get on the road to good heart and brain health by walking a minimum of 3,000 steps a day, although more is better. If you're experiencing symptoms of a heart attack, you should go to the closest hospital or ER. And because Alzheimer's doesn't usually occur in isolation of other health issues, Dr. Gutman recommends a specific evaluation for that with an appropriate neurology specialist. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.